You're listening to a Countout Podcast. You're listening to a Countout Podcast. You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Welcome to Hit the Books, the only weekly realistic fantasy booking podcast in the world, hosted by us. Welcome to Season 3, baby! This is the Battle of the Brand season. I am your host, Ryan 19. With me, as always, is my fellow co-host, the man of a thousand nicknames, Mikey Manfredi. Mikey, how are you doing, bud?
Smackdown.
Hey, Lucha House Party on my roster.
Blue Brand.
Yeah, thank you everybody for joining us on Season 3. Thank you, Mikey, for handling SmackDown. I'm handling Raw, which means I'm going to crush you. But we literally...
I'm Eric Bischoff, baby!
So, by the time you're hearing this, it's Friday. But we literally are recording this at, what, 1:43 on Wednesday?
Yep, 1:43 on a Wednesday afternoon.
If you're listening to this, you already know that, like... WWE is going to cut and furlough a bunch of their talent, you know, behind the scenes people. And we're about to start recording. And then it was like, oh, five people have just been cut from the roster. And they were like, well, let's start recording. Mikey, let's talk about this shit, though. I'm still stunned.
We lost some roster members, both of us.
Yes.
I've lost Curt Hawkins,
mm-hmm.
And I have lost Drake Maverick.
Yes. NXT in our universe, EC3, Leo Rush gone, and Carl Anderson. He was on one half of Gallows and Anderson. Carl Anderson's gone.
We just took the belts off of them, huh?
Yeah, and we're not just talking like gone from our universe. They're gone. They're no longer in WWE. They've come to the terms of their lease. They have not been furloughed. Based on what I read, there some roster is getting cut, some roster is getting furloughed. The difference being that some are just getting let go and can do their own thing. Furloughed mean that they're going to be temporarily laid off in hopes that when this is all over, they'll bring them back. There is potential they aren't, but I guess, you know, and, you know, potential that more people get cut, but it's nasty. WWE's doing all this stuff for cost-saving measures. So yeah, Maverick, Hawkins, Anderson, EC3, Leo Rush, Mikey... I'm like, oh my god.
Wrestling is in a dangerous place right now, and it's terrifying. If the big multi-billion dollar company is making these cuts,
yeah,
that's when I'm starting to get nervous.
That's very much true. We haven't heard anything about AEW or anything.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about New Japan, Ring of Honor. Literally, WWE is the only company I've heard that are doing this for cost-saving measures. I mean...
It's wild.
Unless Ring of Honor and all those other companies aren't saying anything, but I haven't heard anything. I don't even know how to start the show because I'm just, like, stunned by all of this. Maybe not the greatest way to start a Season 3. But, you know, this...
This is wild. We're kind of stunned a little bit because we were literally about to record and then we all of a sudden had to cut people from our roster.
Yeah. So, Drake Maverick got... He was announced for the Cruiserweight title tournament, last week. Yeah. Now he's no longer with WWE. That is how quick of a turnaround everything's happening for WWE. Carl Anderson, you what's the thing on Carl Anderson you just read?
Carl Anderson just signed a 5-year deal also, and he just got released.
He was going to be in WWE for the next 5 years, and now he's gone. I don't know what's...
And now he's not anymore.
I don't know what's like, happening with Luke Gallows.
I guess they're keeping him around.
My guess... I'm theorizing that, like, maybe Gallows is still... Is maybe, like, injured or something. Not still, but maybe, like, injured or something. It's either that WWE sees value in Luke Gallows to have them around, or... Conversely, he's like injured and they want to keep him on until he can, you know, pay for the hospital and he's healed, and then they cut him, which that's happened in the past for like plenty of times.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. It was wild.
And then Leo Rush EC3. EC3 obviously is someone that has not been really used well in WWE. A lot of people. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Mikey, talk about... Okay, while I'm looking this up real quick, because I need to double-check my findings, but while I'm looking this up real quick, can you just talk to me about what are some favorite memories of all these guys?
Well, I don't really have that many of EC3, but I will... for me, EC3...
Yes,
just
I should
that...
say, favorite memories in WWE.
Well, I mean, NXT. EC3 had that amazing... ladder match, which I think wasn't it like his debut match or something? Like it was wild. It was like one of his first matches in NXT.
I believe that's correct. That sounds right.
And he had the big ladder match for the North America title, which was an awesome, awesome match, and it was really great.
I gave that match 5.
And of course, who could forget the so gif-able moment of EC3 with the cup at the party?
Oh yeah,
just like
oh yeah,
so. So desperately sad, just with the cup in his hand, just like yes, party in his gear for like no reason. I mean, OC had a great run. I was actually really starting to get into them after that Boneyard match, and it sucks that they're split now all of a sudden, especially after you signed that 5-year deal.
What I'm looking up right now is because Twitter is talking about it, and I literally can't. Find a link suggesting it. Oh well, there's from John Pollock, so I think it's official because John Pollock is usually one that is fairly accurate. That Luke Gallows has been added to that list.
Oh, okay.
He did not get added to the list, and it was an accident, I'm guessing. So Gallows is also gone.
So the entirety of OC is gone, except for AJ, I guess.
Yes. So yeah, they're going to keep AJ. That man prints money. Wow. Okay, so Gallows and Anderson are gone. Oh my god. Okay. Favorite memories of these guys in WWE. Drake Maverick. I really like Drake Maverick as the 205 Live general manager.
He used to be cool.
Yeah, I liked him. And then they did the whole AOP manager for instance for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then he did the 24/7 title hunt, which was kind of fun. Kind of weird, but kind of fun.
Yeah.
Good Brothers just main evented a WrestleMania against The Undertaker in a way. I guess they've officially been buried.
Hawkins and Ryder had that big WrestleMania moment a couple years ago when they won the tag titles against the Revival.
Hold the presses. I'm seeing more names. According to this is all breaking news to us folks, and maybe not you, but according to Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful.com, he is also saying that Eric Young has also been
this
released.
Is wild. This needs to stop because this needs to stop. We're gonna have no roster.
The roster is just getting well, there goes Eric Young. We haven't even started like officially like started talking about what the show is, what we're doing. We're just like trying to get
at this point. I think we just get into that. And then whatever cuts be made,
next week we'll
address whatever cuts to be made, because we can't just keep doing this live, or else we're never gonna get to it.
The list is gonna get bigger.
So
I think
we leave it be, and then next week we'll address it. We'll address everything all together at once, and we'll figure
this
it all out.
This is crazy. Oh man, yeah. Who knows who else is gonna get cut? A bunch of jobbers eventually leaving.
It was wild.
Wow. Yeah, let's get into the show, what we are. Welcome to season 3 of Hit the Books. If you do not know, if you're joining us for the first time ever, this is a weird moment for us to start, but I'm glad you stuck with us. to hear our immediate responses to everything that's happening in the world. So yeah, we're season three. We decided, Mikey and I have been booking SmackDown every single week for the past 1.5 years or so.
Just about.
And we have, you know, we've decided, you know what, we're going to take a stab at it. Season three, we're splitting it up. SmackDown versus Raw. Raw versus SmackDown.
Oh, yeah.
Mikey is handling SmackDown. I am handling Raw. We are going to, we've essentially booking our own versions of these shows, and we're here to present them. So it's, and by present them, literally, it's like Mikey and I are trying to do this sort of like secret Santa present. Does that make sense? We're trying to do it like that secret Santa present style, where we don't want the other person to know what we're doing, but we want to surprise them when we do the show. So these reactions to each other's cards are going to be genuine, because I have no idea what Mikey has in store.
I have no idea what Ryan has in store. We're both just in the air here.
Yeah, we're in the air tonight, as it were.
It's weird that we don't know each other's cards ahead of time. Usually we have it all booked and planned by now, but it'll be interesting surprising each other, I think.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where this keeps going. Oh my god, this
Ryan, turn off the news for now. Turn it off.
They keep updating the list.
Shut it off for now. Yeah. Look at the list after. Mikey, we'll get a comprehensive list next week, and we'll talk about all the releases.
Mikey, can you take the reins for the show for a second? Here, I'm going to hand you the reins.
Thank you. I'll take the reins.
Yeah, talk about this for a second. I'm just going to put myself together.
Okay. So like we said, I'll be taking SmackDown this week, and Ryan will be taking Raw this week. And I don't know. How about we jump right into it?
Yeah, let's get into it. I'm gonna turn off Twitter and get back to it later.
Let's jump right into it. I'll start off with my show opener for
SmackDown. Okay, yeah, okay.
For episode one of season three, hit the book, SmackDown.
Here we go.
Mikey, the first episode of Mikey Only SmackDown. Here we go.
Yes, I'm excited. Folks, I am excited to see what Mikey has in store. I have, again, no idea what he's doing. I cannot stress it enough. And we'll talk about the randomizer and all that bullshit later. Mikey, go for it.
So our show opener is none other than our Universal Champion, Randy Orton, opens up SmackDown dressed in a suit, holding the red Universal title over his shoulder. And he says, now that your Universal Champion is on SmackDown, it might actually become a watchable show and class up this jungle a little bit more.
Should I be offended?
Maybe a little. And while we're on the subject of class, I decided the belt needs a little bit of an update to live up to the prestige of a champion such as myself. Orton snaps his fingers and two men in suits roll out a podium with a velvet cloth over it to ringside. Orton rolls out of the ring and takes the cloth off, revealing the new blue Universal title belt. Orton drops the red belt on the ground and stomps on it, raises the new blue Universal title above his head, and heads to the back. So, just want to open up first episode of SmackDown after WrestleMania. Now that the Universal Championship is on SmackDown, give it that nice blue belt, make it SmackDown branded, and make it look awesome.
I love it. But it's not only that. It's that you have, like, this heel suited up Randy Orton.
Yes, this is this is a character choice I've decided for him.
It's like you're teasing this like business acumen Randy Orton, which I'm very interested. I'm very interested with that. Like, yeah, you don't like get into it. Like, oh my god, that's interesting.
Also, I miss suited up Randy.
Yeah,
I think suited up Randy was one of the best Randys. We used to come out and he used to be like all like, oh, I'm the best. I'm a real champion. And he would look all fancy. It was the best. It was great.
Yeah. It was also like, what, last time he was really suited up was sort of like,
probably like Evolution, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Mikey, I did maybe make a fib. I didn't get off Twitter.
Ryan! This cannot be the whole show.
I know, but if it makes you feel better, I cut a roster member for your roster.
Who did you cut?
Heath Slater.
Okay. Oh, yikes. Oh, no 3MB reunion. We'll never get it.
He'll never get the title now.
It's over.
It just keeps updating. I really do get off Twitter.
Yes, you do.
Okay, talking about your booking. I like it. I think that was a great way to switch to the blue roster thing. And yeah, it is a good tease of like this new character change of Randy Orton. I'm interested to see where you go with him. Are we doing the rest of your show and then we'll do the rest of my and then we'll do my show? That probably makes the most sense.
I was thinking we kind of just alternate unless you want to meet, you know, you want me to book my whole SmackDown and then you book your whole Raw. We'll do a quick rundown later.
I think for randomizing poll voting sake, for the audience's sake, I think it'd be easier for them to know what was all on SmackDown and then what was all on Raw to not confuse the two shows.
All right, I'll continue booking my show then.
Yes, please.
Match number one on SmackDown. The first match back after WrestleMania.
Heath Slater versus Eric Young. Oh, boy.
We have Braun Strowman versus the Colognes in a handicap match, in which Braun Strowman absolutely squashes the Colognes, of course. Just bringing back monster Braun Strowman, trying to build them up again after all the weird comedy and Miz stuff we had with him. Just trying to build him up as this big monster again. So I put him in a match with the Colognes just to get things a-rolling.
Okay, yeah, you're getting the monster among men back and running. Back up and... Mm-hmm. What is he now in WWE? He's...
These hands.
With that, no, but he's like... He has a new shirt that was like Braun Train or the Strowman Train or something.
It's so... Hold on.
It's... What is it? It's like Strowman Train. we're going back in time to the monster among men.
Yeah, we're going back in time to the Monster Among Men because that was his best gimmick. I don't know what this train shirt is. I can't find it anywhere right now. I don't feel like looking.
That's fair. I remember there was like something about that. Okay, I like that. Okay, you're getting a little bit of Braun. Is Braun being a? I guess is he being a heel? I guess against the Colognes, it was hard to tell. But is you doing? Braun
yeah, he's just right now. He doesn't really have heel or face. He's kind of just. Destroying the Colognes.
He's Braun.
Yeah, he's Braun. He's Braun Strowman.
Wait and see.
All right, so after Braun Strowman's decimation of the Colognes, we cut to a backstage interview with none other than our brand new SmackDown Tag Team Champions, Heavy Machinery.
Heyo!
We interview backstage with their brand new titles. They are being asked how it feels to be the champions. Tucker says that they have been celebrating nonstop since WrestleMania, and they're still on the high of victory. So what we're going to do is issue an open challenge to any tag team on SmackDown roster who wants a piece of the blue-collar champions. Otis grabs the mic and says that Heavy Machinery are going to be fighting champions and show that just because they have the titles, it doesn't mean they're going to be slowing down anytime soon. So if you want to challenge us for the titles, meet us in the main event tonight. And
whoa.
They leave.
Whoa. Are you saying there's a title match tonight?
SmackDown Live Tag Team Championships on the line tonight.
Whoa.
On our main event.
Open challenge.
Open challenge. I love an open challenge. It's always good. It makes heavy machinery look like they're going to be defending these titles a lot. They're really working for them. I think it's going to get the people on their side, and it's going to make them look great.
Now, I do have the one question. Are they blue collar or are they gold collar? Are they gold wasted?
Well,
the blue collar, well, gold wasted.
No, they're still blue. They're blue collar. Yeah, blue collar, gold wasted. They're blue collar because they worked for it, but they got the gold on them.
Are they
the silver?
They're blue collar, gold wasted, beer wasted,
steak weighted,
steak weighted, gold wasted. Oh my god! Oh,
all right.
Gosh.
And after our backstage interview, we have a women's match between Dana Brooke and Charlotte Flair, in which Charlotte Flair takes home the victory. Queen is back on SmackDown. Uh-huh. Queen wants to reign. She's going to start taking people down.
Who's your women's champion again? It's
the women's champion right now is Asuka.
Ah, okay.
So we got Charlotte Flair versus Dana Brooke. Just Charlotte Flair making the name, just being like, "I'm back on SmackDown, bitches. The Queen is here."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bow down. I like that stuff.
After that, we have something I'm very excited for. We have a video package. We have it's a One Nation video package. So One Nation is sitting in a dark room. Cruz and Tozawa are standing on either side of an empty chair. Cruz puts a hand on the chair and says, "Ali, we were fools to trust you. You gave us promises of victory, told us we would be loved, adored, that they would never forget us. But who are you to talk? The biggest loser on SmackDown, constantly forgotten about, and most of all, a coward."
Well, okay. First off, in Mustafa Ali's defense, he did lose all that weight. So he is the biggest loser.
So Crew steps up closer to the camera, and he says, "You blindsided us. For what? Those people? The ones who forgot about you? We gave you a chance. We believed in you. You stabbed us in the back." And then all of a sudden, you hear the chair close. And Crew steps to the side and shows Tozawa holding the folded-up chair. And he glares at the camera and says, "Now you pay." And it cuts to black.
Whoa, my God. Oh my God! What a little promo segment!
I don't know why, but I wrote this yesterday, and I was like, "This is the sickest fucking thing I've ever written."
Oh my God!
I thought it was awesome.
They're like out for blood. Holy shit! Mustafa Ali.
They're mad. Ali stabbed him in the back. They're not happy about it.
Wow.
They're out for revenge.
Up SmackDown with what is this? Four heels. You're piping up. You're showing the threats out here. I'm loving it.
It's about to be five.
Give me five.
Because our next match is Samoa Joe versus Jeff Hardy, in which Samoa Joe takes home the victory. And then after that, our segment is Joe cutting a promo in the ring, saying he's here to run down the roster of SmackDown, and that nothing and no one will get in his way, especially not a washed-up has-been like Mr. Hardy over here. I want the best of the best so I can give them a little lesson on who runs things around here now. Joe flips the mic at Jeff Hardy and walks out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're oh, my God. Holy shit.
Open it very heel-heavy.
Yes, very heel-heavy.
It does get better. This is probably the last like hour of SmackDown. It gets better.
I really like. Sorry, go back to that promo for One Nation. I really like that promo. It was a really, really good promo, Mikey.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I like that we started One Nation, and then you chose to turn. I'm saying you chose to turn Mustafa Ali heel.
That's fair.
And he became the leader of One Nation. And then, like, One Nation didn't, like, do anything. And then we decided to have to turn... I think the randomizer said that we had to turn someone face, right? So then we decided Mustafa Ali turned face.
Back on One Nation, yeah.
And so now it's like that faction of, like, yeah, I'm going to try to lead you guys. And, you know, turn heel and turn the dark. Now it's like, no, you suck. They're turning on him.
Yeah.
I like it. I like One Nation. Oh my God. I like that. It's like if you're coming in try to be a part of the group, you better succeed or
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They want success from here on out. They're going to be very stubborn about it because they got promises of grandeur from Mustafa Ali being the leader and they didn't really get much from it. So they're over it and they're going to make a name for themselves.
I like it. I like it. And Samoa Joe. And Samoa Joe talking up the world as well. I like it.
Yeah. Getting Samoa Joe in there, taking out a legend Jeff Hardy already, just really, really cementing himself as a threat right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Let's keep that ball rolling.
So next up, we have another women's match. We have Candice LeRae versus Mandy Rose, and Candice LeRae takes it home.
Hey!
And there is a post-match interview with Candice LeRae for the segment afterwards, saying she is very excited to make an impact here on SmackDown, and this win is the first step of many towards that goal.
I like it. I like Candice LeRae. She's popping up, making her SmackDown WWE main roster debut.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
And a match against Mandy Rose, not an insignificant opponent, let's say.
No, but and you could easily chalk up the Mandy Rose's loss is due to Sony Deville not being there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it sort of protects Mandy in a little way.
Definitely.
I like it.
And now, for our main event of the evening.
Yeah, baby.
SmackDown tag team titles are on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Heavy Machinery comes to the ring and is waiting for their opponents. And who is it? None other than a debuting Mustache Mountain.
Whoa!
Challenging for the SmackDown Tag Team titles right off the bat. Mustache Mountain are revealed to be the opponents of Heavy Machinery for the first open challenge. After the match, where Heavy Machinery does take home the victory and retains their titles, Heavy Machinery walk up to Mustache Mountain, help them up, and raise their hands in victory, and both teams stand tall as SmackDown comes to a close.
Wow. Wow. Heavy Machinery gets the win over Mustache Mountain.
Heavy Machinery getting the win over Mustache Mountain and putting him over after the match because it was probably awesome.
I like it. I like that a lot. Okay. Yeah, I like that. I like that card. Ending on a nice note of a nice tag team title match with an NXT debut of Mustache Mountain. What does this mean for, you know, Mustache Mountain? Of course, there's always the potential of, are you going to reunite the, what is it, British Strong Style away, or are you going to create the Bruiserweights?
Yeah, is it going to be the Bruiserweights or is it going to be British Strong Style? I don't know. I have two weights here and I got to figure it out.
I like it. I like this. I like this a lot, Mikey.
That's SmackDown episode one. That
solid Mikey SmackDown episode one. Solid SmackDown. Very solid SmackDown. I like that a lot, Mikey. Great job. If you like that audience, then there will be a poll. I guess we'll talk about that here. Part of season three is that every single episode, if you listen to the show, you can go vote. Go to Twitter at HitTheBooksPod. There will be a poll pinned to the top of our Twitter page where you can vote on which episode of SmackDown or Raw that you enjoyed the most. So if you enjoyed SmackDown, go vote for that. Go vote for Mikey right now. Why am I saying this before I vote for mine? Present mine? Maybe hindsight, maybe not the best thing, but I'm going to talk about it now. And what that does is, for season three, is that the winner of this poll will be able to use the randomizer on the other person. So if Mikey, if Mikey wins the poll, he's able to use the randomizer next week on me to really mess with me.
The power. I feel it.
Yeah, I like it. I like that. That was a good SmackDown. Good SmackDown. Well, because of all these real life firings, let me make a slight change to my show.
Yikes!
Big old yikes! Let me make a slight change to the show. But before we get to the next matchup here, Mikey, I got a little PSA for all of you at home. We said we're not going to talk about it at the beginning much, but you know we still need to talk about it. And right here, I got a PSA right in front of me. Where's that paper? Right there, it is. I want to go read it out for you. It's about COVID-19, better known as coronavirus. This virus has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms, they can show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. That's right. If you've been in contact with another person, these symptoms might not show up 2 to 2 weeks after you've come in contact, after you come in exposure. So if you are experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and or consult a physician as soon as possible. Please clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces to limit the spread of this virus. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you so much, and let's get back to the matches. We've smacked it out of the way, Mikey. Let's get into my booking of this week's episode, season 3, episode 1 of Monday Night Raw. And then, like, there'd be, like, music that's like, not, wait, I was going to do, I was like, what is Monday Night Raw's theme music? And I was about to be like, da-na-na, and I was like, nope, that's SportsCenter.
Nope. That's not it.
No. Okay, so let's open up. Roman Reigns opens up Raw, of course, the newly minted WWE champion Roman Reigns.
Both of our respective champions opening up the shows.
Mm-hmm. Roman says that he is glad, so very glad that he's still here. Kind of weird saying that now. WrestleMania was probably one of the hardest contests he's ever faced in a long while. Goldberg was no joke, and Daniel Bryan, we've had our differences in the past, but what you do in the ring is nothing short of impeccable. But now I am here standing with the WWE Championship, and then he like raises the title and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Roman says that he is going to welcome all challengers. He's not going to be a champion that just hoards his own gold. I want to have a match every week. If you beat me, you get a shot at the title. It's simple as that. Roman says, in fact, there is one guy who really piqued his interest over on SmackDown. So, Keith Lee, if you want to go, dog, let's go. You and me, one-on-one. If you beat me, I'll get you a title shot. What do you say?
Big call out.
And then Roman leaves. And then we find out that tonight it's Roman Reigns versus Keith Lee. So Surprise.
Big call out from Roman Reigns to start off Raw. I love it.
A big dog call out, if you
will. I almost had to start off SmackDown. I wasn't. I had to change it at the last second out of my mouth.
The muscle memory is going to be like, oh, yeah. No. Next up.
What a big way to start off Raw.
First match on Raw is Lucha House Party. Let's just say Gran Metalik and Lince Dorado. Okay. Where's Kalisto been? I think he's actually injured. Versus Bobby Lashley and Cesaro.
Interesting pairing.
With Lana with them as well. And this is basically a squash match. Lashley and Cesaro destroy Lucha House Party. They are a new tag team.
Lashley, what's their name? Go.
What's their tag team name?
What's their tag team name?
LLC.
Lana Lashley Cesaro.
I made that up off the spot, but hold on. Is that not bad?
It's not bad, but it's also not great.
Okay. There's time to improve.
You can do better. I can do better,
probably. LLC, for something right off the top, Lana, maybe it's like something like, yeah, the LLC or
look,
something.
Look, fans listening, anyone listening, when you're picking the best show, also tweet at us a good name for Lashley and Cesaro.
And if you're picking the best show, don't let the tag team name of LLC really be a determining factor for you. Keep in mind that it is temporary and something I made off in 0.9 seconds. Next up is a segment. It is an announcement of the women's competitors in the Money in the Bank ladder match that's coming up. That's going to be our first pay-per-view coming up in a couple weeks. Mikey, you ready to hear who those competitors are?
Yes, please.
The competitors in the Money in the Bank ladder match is going to be former Raw Women's Champion Becky Lynch, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, and Carmella. Okay.
All right.
Those are the women's competitor. On the Raw side, of course, you have SmackDown, which who knows? Who knows it could be? I guess only you. Then we have a backstage interview with Becky Lynch, and she's asked about her lengthy run as Raw Women's Champion and her first loss in months to the goddess Alexa Bliss. Becky Lynch says that what happened at WrestleMania was a sham. What Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax did were horrendous. But that won't stop the man. Nothing has stopped the man before. At Money in the Bank, she will climb that ladder to the top of the ring. Not Carmella, not Bliss's crony Nia Jax, nor Ronnie's faux horsewoman Shayna Baszler.
Damn.
Nothing can stop the man from becoming the man with the bank.
I like it.
I'm not great with names and taglines.
You should have said the man with the money.
Man with the money makes more sense.
Sounds so much better.
Ah, Jesus. First LLC and now the man of the... What have I done? Okay, let's keep moving along. Next up is a singles action. Liv Morgan taking on Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair gets the win over Liv Morgan.
I like it. Push Bianca Belair. She's great.
Next up, we got a little video package. Rhea Ripley is coming to Raw.
Love it.
Yeah, just, you know, some cool NXT highlights.
Oh, yeah.
And next up, we have a men's Money in the Bank qualifying match. This match taking place between Daniel Bryan and The Miz.
Ooh.
And Daniel Bryan, in fact, picks up the victory over The Miz. Daniel Bryan, he's heading to Money in the Bank.
The pay-per-view match given away for free right there.
I know. Former rivals. A pay-per-view match that I'm just giving on free TV. I'm insane.
Wild.
After this match, as Miz is getting up, John Morrison, the Intercontinental Champion John Morrison, comes on the screen. He says to Miz, "Look at what 8 years has done to us, Miz. We were on top of the world before I left, and now look at you. You haven't won a match in months. Your former rival just crushed you. When I came back to WWE, I came back expecting greatness from you, which is why I teamed with you, Miz. Because you were great. Now you are a shell of your former self. If you want this baby back," and he motions towards the IC title, "you have to come over to Slamtown and find out what royalty actually looks like. I'm better than you, Miz, by a country mile. There's nothing you can do, nothing you can or will do to make up for your lack of skill. So that's right, Miz. That's right, Miz and Morrison. Hey, hey, ho, ho, no mo."
Incredible. I don't know why, but Slamtown just really got me.
Hey, he's the mayor of Slamtown. I mean, that's just what he is. He was elected. You know, maybe the storyline is that if Miz can't be the IC champion, maybe he'll out elect him as mayor of Slamtown. Maybe, incredible. You know, maybe November's coming up around the corner, baby.
Election season's around the corner. Remember to vote for your mayor of Slamtown.
This episode is not brought to you by the mayor of Slamtown.
new WWE weekly show Thursday nights, WWE Slamtown.
And it's just like debates. It's just live debates. Imagine who wants to be mayor, the new mayor of Slamtown. Oh my god. You know how like sometimes on Reddit people do like the title victories or something, like, you know, not hierarchy, the history of titles of stuff. So like who was
Are we just gonna get one that's just who was mayor of Slamtown?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking for. I was trying to think of a thing and I was like, who was the mayor of Slamtown? So if he said he was mayor of Slamtown in like 2015 or whatever, and then someone beat John Morrison, let's just go
down the
list.
They become
the
mayor of Slamtown?
Yes, then they become the mayor of Slamtown. Let's just go down the list to see who is the current mayor of Slamtown. That's what I want.
The way you decide the mayor of Slamtown is through combat.
Yeah, it's slamming. it's slamming. Next up is segment Edge comes out thanking everybody for WrestleMania thanking everybody to live his dream of coming back into this ring that he loves and having a match at WrestleMania that not only he competed in, but he competed in 100% and won. So, you know, big crowd and roaring about like, yeah, Edge is back and he's here and he's going to stay. And Edge says that he's going to stay and whatnot. And then,
heck yeah.
And then the Disciples come out. Seth Rollins and Murphy come out. And they're shitting on Edge, you know, Rollins, and there's a little bit of a face-to-face between Rollins and Edge.
Interesting.
You know, Rollins bringing up their past history and whatnot. Then Murphy attacks Edge from behind.
Whoa.
And then Rollins, of course, joins in. Someone's got to make that save. So who makes the save? None other than the debuting War Raiders make their debut and run out to save Edge. Their Viking compatriot.
I love it.
Yes, so there we go.
I love it. We're Vikings. You played a Viking on TV. We're one in the same, baby.
Yes. So War Raiders have come to save Edge. And Rollins and Edge. A little bit of tease. A little bit of tease, baby. And your main event, Mikey, Roman Reigns, Keith Lee. Like I said earlier, Roman Reigns has basically said that if Keith Lee beats him, you know, he's getting a WWE title shot.
Yep.
So what happens? Keith Lee wins.
Whoa.
Huge victory.
Lee. Roman Reigns' first challenge.
First challenge. Roman Reigns, Keith Lee defeats Roman Reigns, and the two celebrate, you know, after the match. You know, Roman raises Keith Lee's hand, and, you know, they shake their hand and whatnot. Keith Lee leaves. Roman's still in the ring. But what's that? You're watching Monday Night Raw, and you're like, well, hold on. Why are we – the match just ended, and there's 5 minutes left on the clock.
What the heck?
There's 5 minutes left of the clock. What's that? What music do I hear? No chance in hell. Vince McMahon walks to the ring. Smiling big. He goes up to Roman and says, "Welcome to Raw, you son of a bitch." Then,
whoa!
Brock Lesnar attacks Roman from behind.
What?
And Heyman comes up, shakes Vince's hand. Brock gives Roman two F5s. Then Vince leans over and tells Roman, "Good luck defending your championship, Roman." The bell rings. New main event.
What?
Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship.
What the hell is going on?
One F5 later, Brock Lesnar wins. He is the new WWE Champion.
Whoa.
I'm coming out swinging.
Roman couldn't even have it for a night.
I'm coming
Holy
out swinging, baby.
Roman couldn't even keep it after the Raw after Mania.
No. Yeah. I'm coming out swinging, Mikey.
Wow. That's wild. I was not. That was a lot of things just happened.
Yeah. Tell me that. What's going through your brain?
That's okay. I like that. I think this is how you're getting to the Roman versus corporate idea that we discussed. Mm-hmm. But I like the replacement of Goldberg with Brock.
Yes. Yes, I'm
not going to lie. Roman versus Brock again makes me a little hesitant.
It's fair.
So I'm going to be going into this a little skeptical. So I'm going to need you to convince me that it's good.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do my best to try to convince you. Because I just fucking pulled a fast one.
Yeah. Vince McMahon was not happy that Roman one-upped him, so he got payback.
I knew that, like, Vince McMahon was not going to, you know, take
He wasn't going to take it lying down, yeah. No shot.
We learned anything.
No chance.
Vince
no chance, if you will.
No. Was there a location to where that no chance will be taking place?
No chance no chance at Shell at the gas station.
Wow. that's great.
No chance at the Bell. He's a Taco Bell.
Speaking of, while this episode's coming out, Mike, I'm going to tell this to you. You have the Taco Bell app, surely, right?
Yeah.
Have you?
I say stare at all the Taco Bell cups in my room.
I see, I think, two in the background behind you. And there's three you're showing camera. Do you get your Taco Bell notifications? Like a responsible Taco Bell customer?
Sometimes. Why? What's up?
So the past 2 weeks, and I feel like it's going to be continuing, Taco Bell, every Tuesday for the past 2 weeks, have given away, you know, you can order online or through the drive-thru. You just have to ask for it. A free, one free Doritos Locos Taco.
Yes.
Have you been the smart Taco Bell customer and have taken apart this deal?
I have not, because I work on Tuesdays.
Oh, it's all day, baby. All you got to do is go to Taco Bell.
I know.
What do you think I've had for lunch for the past 2 weeks on Tuesday? my bowels are awful.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm going to stop by after work, but then I never do, and I always forget, and then I'm upset about it. But to be fair, I don't eat the Doritos Locos Tacos anyway, so like I'm not – don't feel like I'm missing out that much because they're like fine. I used to think they were the greatest thing in the world, but like now they're like fine. And if I'm going to get one – time out. What flavor?
I didn't – when I ordered through the app, I didn't get the choice to choose my flavor. It was nacho cheese is what like.
Okay, well, if you had the choice.
I would probably have chosen the Cool Ranch first because...
Right? Okay, good. The Cool Ranch is easily superior.
I would take your word for it. I 100% take your word for it. They're probably doing this deal because they have so many Doritos Locos nacho cheese flavors lying around. What am I going to do with all these nacho cheese?
Because who wants nacho... The Cool Ranch ones are just so much better as a taco shell.
Well, in Taco Bell's defense, it's bad marketing because they're basically telling everybody that it's nacho cheese.
I guess.
You like that... You're not...
I know. I was gonna. That's why I was silent for a little bit because I was debating or whether or not it was worth acknowledging.
That's fair. I have taken advantage, and should be saying, Mikey, I have never. Last Tuesday, I never had a Taco Bell nacho cheese Doritos Locos Taco for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I ate it.
I would imagine.
And it was fine. You know, it was fine. My girlfriend liked it a lot more than me. And my critical analysis of the Doritos Locos nacho cheese flavored taco is that it's the positives of the extra nacho cheese flavoring does not outweigh the negative of looking at my fingers and having nacho cheese fingers. It's like,
yeah,
that's, I was like, this sucks.
Not.
I was like, it's basically just a normal hard shell taco at Taco Bell, but it's nacho cheese on it. So it's like, it's basically tastes the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, nah, I would love to see how the Cool Ranch tastes.
I don't even eat, you know what's funny? At Taco Bell, I never order any form of taco.
Really? I only get tacos?
I always go chalupa.
Always chalupa?
It's like taco fillings, but the shell is a million times better than just a plain old regular taco shell. It's got that nice puffy fried dough taco shell that's just so much. It adds so much more than just a taco.
Yeah, I
always go with chalupa instead of a taco. Chalupas are the best. Chalupas are the way to go. Easy. And I get a lot of burritos. I get a lot of wraps. Like, I like the loaded potato griller. That's the shit. Quesarito, I'm in.
Yeah, I usually just get normal tacos. And for the past couple times, I've actually dabbled in adding sauce to my tacos. So, you know, I'm
getting bold, I see.
Well, I'm getting medium. I'm getting mild into medium. I'm currently at medium, and I think that's where I'm sitting right now.
I don't use sauce. I don't need it.
I thought about it. I went to Del Taco, which is a different taco chain here in the South, which is much better than
the one,
Taco Bell.
You know the one with free shavacadoo.
Sure, it's
divine.
Sure, it's way better than Taco Bell, but it's like way out in Tucker, which is like, you know, like it's like 30 minutes from our house.
Yikes.
So yeah, so well, maybe not 30 minutes. Nothing's for 30 minutes from our house. It's like 15 minutes away, but it's like, why go to Taco Bell's like down the road, essentially.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of like, oh man, do I eat shitty Taco Bell or do we get a little bit better?
I have the same feeling. There's this one taco place that me and my friend keep saying we're going to try, but Taco Bell's like around the corner from my house. So
I love that we're having this Taco Bell conversation, Mikey, but it also feels weird having this conversation knowing that everyone's getting fired right behind us in the background.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm just, I
damn it. I literally just.
I went back on Twitter. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I had Taco Bell 2 days ago, and now you're making me want Taco Bell again.
That's so good. Okay. So 2 weeks ago, I had Taco Bell 3 times. It's bad, dude.
Now I want fucking Taco Bell. God damn it, Ryan.
Yeah, well, that's Taco Bell for you. You never like want Taco Bell unless someone starts describing Taco Bell. And you're like,
you never want Taco Bell, and then all of a sudden, like, you never really want Taco Bell, and you never really care about Taco Bell, and then all of a sudden, it hits you. You're like, damn, Taco Bell sounds good right now.
Having Taco Bell is what I believe wrestlers call having the itch. Where it's like, oh, I haven't wrestled in a while. Maybe I should go wrestle again.
Ooh, I haven't had a quesarito in a while.
You know the bumps.
I haven't had a quesarito in like a day.
Yeah, you know the bumps are gonna hurt. You know you're getting a lot of physical labor, and you know, and you can decide whether or not I'm talking about wrestling or eating Taco Bell. The bumps are gonna hurt, and it's got a lot of physical labor, and afterwards you just feel awful. But you have the itch.
Like,
you always
like
want to go back.
But like while you're doing it, it's the best.
While you're in the moment, you can feel it.
You're
just
in.
So great.
It's the best thing ever.
Oh my god. Anyways, Taco Bell.
Did I ever tell you about the one time I ate Taco Bell in an inebriated state, and it was and I was experiencing this quesarito I was eating.
Wow.
I like took a huge bite and then I would just close my eyes and just be like, yeah, this rules. Wow. It's just like slow. My friends thought I was a fucking lunatic. Anyway, so we have the cards all,
we have
all,
the cards.
All booked. This is a wrestling show. This isn't the Bell cast.
No, this is...
Although.
God.
Write that down.
Oh, no. Yeah, so thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's episode. Like we said, if you liked Monday Night Raw, if you liked SmackDown, go to our Twitter, @HitTheLooksPod. There is a poll that's on the top of our profile. Just vote in that poll. Just say which episode you liked more. If you liked Mikey, if you liked mine episode better of Raw versus SmackDown. And like we said, you know, the winner of that poll... Next week, we'll have the power of the randomizer.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, big, big, meaty power in those buns. That's outside the bun. I was trying to get a Taco Bell.
Big, meaty power in those shells.
Wow, that worked better. But, Mikey, you and I talked about it beforehand.
These
cards
are Doritos Locos, if you know what I mean.
I don't think I actually know what you mean. Oh my god. Right, yeah, so go vote in those polls.
Anyway, let's Baja Blaster this outro.
Yes, please. Well, we're not quite done yet. We can't forget. You and I talked about it beforehand, and we said, you know, are we going to do no randomizer this week, or are we going to double down the randomizer? And like KFC, we're going to double down.
Best food puns, baby.
Yeah. So we decided we're going to do random. So we're doing the randomizers on each other, right? So you're going to roll the randomizer, and that's what you're giving me. And I'm going to roll the randomizer, and that's what I'm giving you. Does that make sense, audience? Are you listening? Audience at home?
Yes! Audience? Hey, audience. On those earphones, are you listening?
Yeah, get on those cans.
On those cans? On the buds?
Those buds?
All right, anyway, let's roll our randomizers. Let's fuck each other over on the first episode of both of our respective shows.
Okay, well, since you did SmackDown, I guess you can roll the randomizer and hurt me first.
Yeah, all right. I'm rolling the randomizer. Okay, so Ryan, I have yours.
Thank you. Thank you. Bestow unto me the good graces from up on high.
Your randomizer roll comes out to a 2K outcome.
Oh, interesting. This is terrifying.
Roll a D whatever, and whatever match you roll has to be simulated on WWE 2K.
Okay. Are you going to roll that D whatever for me? My D5?
D5? Yes, I will roll a D5 for you right now.
This is terrifying because I want all of these... I want all of these victories to happen.
All right, I've rolled my D5.
Yes.
I got a 4.
Roman Reigns versus Keith Lee has to be randomized.
Interesting.
Okay, it doesn't...
To be fair, no matter way that match ends up going,
mm-hmm.
you could still get your ending out of it.
True. My ending is still happening. It's just a matter of...
Yeah.
Really, what that does is mess up my future booking, potentially.
Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk it? Well, I guess, you know, we'll have a 2K outcome. So, you know, go to our YouTube channel, Hey the Books Pod on YouTube, I believe is what it says. You know, it's somewhere, it's linked somewhere. Go there, go to our YouTube channel. There'd be a 2K outcome. Maybe by the time you hear this, maybe around the time you hear this, mm-hmm. it'll be that match. It'll be Roman Reigns versus Keith Lee. I don't know the ending of that match yet, and none of us do. And I guess
none of us do now.
We'll find out later. So that'll be there, and maybe we'll talk about it next week.
Ryan, I'm excited. We haven't had one of these in a while.
No, we haven't. No, we have not.
I miss commentating. I miss being a commentator.
Yes, let's get into it. Let me now roll the randomizer on you to see what's happening, bud. Let's see what is going to happen for Mikey. Okay, Mikey might have a huge, huge decision for you. Assuming this is loading. Oh, actually, I might be a huge decision for you.
Oh, no.
I rolled for you to give to you a title change.
A title change already?
A title must change hands on your show.
Ryan, I only have one title match.
I know, unless you're at swapping out a match to do a different match, or you're having mustache
bang. I can't take it off of heavy machinery already.
Good luck figuring it out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Mikey, keep in mind, this may improve or hurt your chances in the polls. You gotta think about the polls.
I think if it's anything, it's gotta be the United States title.
Who is it? Who's it? Humberto?
Humberto Carrillo is my United States champion.
Okay.
How do we get to this match, though? What happens? Do we just have a title match? Do I just have it? Oh, my God.
Okay, what are you looking at? What are you thinking?
I'm replacing Jeff Hardy with Humberto Carrillo, and my new United States champion is going to be Samoa Joe.
Whoa, shit. Okay, and then that sort of also works, because you got to heal. He's, like, calling out people.
I need to fix this promo, but that's fine.
Yeah, just slight adjustment to the promo.
So, just so everybody knows, on my card, I had Samoa Joe versus Jeff Hardy with Samoa Joe winning, but now that we need a title change, I am replacing Jeff Hardy with Humberto Carrillo, our United States champion, and Samoa Joe is going to get the win and cut a promo that I have not written yet.
But the promo sounds like it's going to be largely the same, if I remember correctly.
Yep. Okay, so due to Ryan's randomizer roll, I have changed Samoa Joe versus Jeff Hardy to Samoa Joe versus Humberto Carrillo for the United States Championship, in which Samoa Joe gets the victory. Afterwards, Joe cuts a promo saying he's here to run down the roster of SmackDown, that nothing and no one will get in his way. Not even the former United States Champion can stop me. Now that I'm the champion, things are going to change around here. And this is the title.
I love that
is
you
just
chose
the beginning
to do the U.S. title and have Samoa Joe win, because I don't know if you remember, and I don't know why I remember, but if I do remember correctly, it was at the Royal Rumble. I can look it up, but I believe it was at the Royal Rumble in our universe where Humberto Carrillo beat Samoa Joe to win the United States Championship. And now Samoa Joe has won it back.
Really?
And I don't know if you remember that. I don't know why. But that detail sticks out of my brain. That
Samoa Joe. Listen, he wanted vengeance.
He's got
that's
it.
All, and
he's got it, baby. Okay, well, that's new. That's added. That's an added bonus to your show, I would say. Get a nice little title change. I get a WWE outcome that changes the result of Roman Reigns versus Keith Lee. By the time you're watching this, maybe that's already out. If not, you know, subscribe to the YouTube channel. And it'll come out shortly. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode of Hit the Books. Again, a lot of shit's happening in the world right now. A lot of shit's happening in WWE. We'll do our best to like stay up to date and realistic in the sense of what we do. Because obviously we talked about this way earlier. Like, we wanted to, you know, make it realistic. But also, like, because of COVID and stuff, we don't want to, not do stuff things. But we've always been on top of, like, if someone gets cut from WWE, they're cut from our show. And all of what's happening in WWE right now is a bunch of people getting cut. So, you know, who the hell knows what's happening? You know, it's sad and it sucks. It really sucks. There's a bunch of independent contractors that just lost out on jobs and now they have to find work. You know, they don't have to get paid. I don't know if they're getting severance pay because they're not employees, they're independent contractors. So now they have to find ways to get paid in a market where no one's getting paid. No one's working. So this sucks. This sucks right now. But we're here for them. You know, we understand there's all this stuff, but apparently there's word saying that all these people got a hefty payoff, so that's good. I'm saying news that's like already known for like a lot of people. but this is gonna be it's all new to us.
This is all new to us,
Wednesday,
yeah.
For a lot of people. And we feel for them. And we definitely feel for them. So thank you everybody for listening to the show. To round out the episode, like I said, you can vote in the poll on our Twitter at HitTheBooksPod. Again, pinned to the top. You can vote on which episode of Raw or SmackDown you liked more. Mikey's SmackDown, where the main event was Heavy Machinery versus Mustache Mountain, or my SmackDown, where the main event was Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. A lot of stuff that else has happened, and thank you for listening. But yeah, go vote in the poll, people. Definitely recommend it because you have the power. You have the power of the randomizer. You know who's you're going to give the randomizer to somebody. So definitely use your power wisely. You can also, like I said,
power is in your hands. The randomizer is in your hands.
The power. What is it? The people power.
People power. Power.
Call
power.
John
Lord
notice.
We the people. Wait.
You can go to our YouTube channel, and you can go. Obviously, we have YouTube versions of all these shows coming out now. And you can go there to watch the audio, I guess, but also go and watch the 2K outcome. We haven't done one in a while. We definitely love doing them, so go check that out when you can. Mikey, any plugs? Get out of the way.
Well, tomorrow is a new episode of Mikey's Indy 500, where I'll be watching, where I'll be continuing my journey of 500 independent wrestling matches in the year 2020, and I'll be reviewing another 10 matches.
One of the reasons why like we're doing some different stuff in season 3 is that we've moved. I'm not sure if anyone saw it on their end. But we did move publishers, audio publishers from Audio Boom to Red Circle. You know, we felt that was a good idea, especially with the changing times and money and whatnot. But what's really nice about Red Circle is that if you so choose, we're not going to, you know, push it too much. But if you so choose, you people can also like donate to Red Circle. So if you literally just go to, let me see if I can get the actual feed. If you go there should be a link in the bottom of the description of this episode, but if you go there and you click on that link, it'll take you to the Red Circle page, and there's a little thing that says sponsor this podcast. You can sponsor us. Basically, you can, you know, set up a reoccurring donation or a one-time donation. We're not like big pushing it, you know, we're basically doing the show for fun. But if you're so willing to do that, especially with everything that's happening in the world right now, I mean, Mikey's a grocery store attendant and I'm working at a coffee shop. which is weird that I'm essential compared
we're
to you.
We're both watching the world
yeah,
burn.
It's weird that I'm essential, but I guess people need their coffee.
Because if nobody had their coffee, how would anyone talk to each other?
This is true.
We can't talk to each other until we've had our coffee.
Oh, interesting theory. I like it. But yes, so, you know, that's all happening in the real world. Yeah, if you do decide to donate, we would greatly appreciate it. But of course, you know, it's going to be there. It's going to be at the bottom of the description. We'll talk about it. So again, thank you everybody for listening. Again, vote in the polls at Hit the Books Pod. Stay safe out there, everybody. We really love you. Mikey, it's season 3. Are you sticking the same fucking outro?
I would say so. I don't
well,
see why
then,
not.
Well, then fine. Then all you know what, audience? Screw you. I've got 2 words for you.
Book it.
This has been a Countout Podcast.